What a great show that was, Kyle.
Fantastic show.
Well, when I mean great, I think you carried it. I don't think I was good this episode.
Oh, please. You're always good.
How was I?
Yeah.
I felt like I rambled too much on the Elden Ring stuff. I don't feel like I gave enough context.
I also rambled a bunch in certain points in this episode, so we're good.
Fair enough. All right. So can I tell you why you're wrong about Bloodborne?
Sure. Let me go get like the bag of frozen peas to have on standby.
Please. No. Yeah, okay.
Please tell me how I'm wrong, because I think I don't think it's a bad take, as you said.
I hate people complaining about it. It annoys me.
Complaining about what?
Why is it Bloodborne? Why can't it be insert a random PS1 game from my childhood? Why can't it be Gex the Gecko? It's like, because Gex the Gecko didn't sell 2 million units in its first week.
So you think a remake has to be a best-selling thing?
Yes. It has to be something that is literally like a cult classic hit. And so when I'm taking a look at Bloodborne, okay. Let me dive deeper into this. When I take a look at Bloodborne, right? Uh-huh. Why do you want to remake it? On a technical level, why do you need to remake it? Well, how are you going to make the sequel? Bluepoint, assumingly, I don't know how contracts work or anything like this. Assumingly, Bluepoint has to make this game from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to make the tools, you need to make the engine, you need to make everything work. You need to get the fundamentals down on Bloodborne. You have to build it from the ground up. So how do you nail a sequel that's supposed to do so much more when you haven't even gotten the fundamentals down right? So right then and there, as a business standpoint, I'm taking a look at, this is a popular franchise. People obviously want it. People obviously are clamoring for it. At the same exact time, we need to build this thing from the ground up, and this team needs to learn this franchise so that people, because look, it's not going to be From Software, you know, worst kept sequels, probably going to be Bluepoint. So how are you going to get fans on board? They do need to prove themselves in a way, and that's why this remake makes sense. If you have to build something from the ground up, you want to make sure you have the foundation right before you just straight up tackle the sequel. That's why I think the remake makes sense. And for people to naysay it, I think it's just like, I get it, guys. I wanted just a 60 FPS port. I'd much rather not want pay any money for a remake or remaster. But for this studio to make this sequel, they first have to actually make the original.
I understand where you're coming from, and I know you don't mean it like this, but that sounds very gatekeepy.
How so?
It's like, it's my baby. I want to make sure it's done correctly. Yeah. Kind of situation. It's very much like, you have to prove it to me that I am it's very much how I assume when I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. Or if I ever do have a daughter and she gets of the age to start dating, I'm going to be like, this young person needs to prove to me that you're allowed to date my daughter, kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like asking a studio to prove to you that they understand a thing, I just don't think is... Studios are talented at what they do. Like, can you not take what they did with Demon Souls and transfer that and trust them to do a Bloodborne sequel in the same way?
I totally get that, and I don't know how the Demon Souls one was made if they had that engine on hand.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
Or not. I agree with you. I think every studio has to prove that they're up for the task at anything when they're making that game. Uh-huh. You know, for example, we love Metroid Dread. At least I do. It's going to be on the top spot of one of my games of the year. That studio, though, holy shit, do they have a pedigree of Castlevanias and Metroids like games. So like, they already knew the assignment going into it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as not as like a fan, like, they need to prove it to me, that I know Bluepoint could do a really great job. I'm talking on the business level. If I have to, assuming how in depth rebuilding this game's going to be and learning the tools, I feel like as even the developer themselves, they want to make sure that they understand this thing before they tackle that sequel.
I mean, that's what I'm feeling.
Because to me, it's like, what are we going to do? Like, what would you rather them remake? That's on that level.
So here's the thing. When I think remake, I think of a remake to me means the game is either inaccessible mm-hmm. or it's showing its age mm-hmm. and it deserves a reworking to keep the pace with today's games. Mm-hmm. Right. I think of Final Fantasy VII and how that original is a sign of the times, where it is a turn-based RPG, and RPGs are for, I can't think of another turn-based RPG that's come out brand new.
Right.
Maybe Crystales off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But like, they're more action RPGs now. So they wanted to remake it because it's a beloved franchise. People were asking for it for years. And that's an older game, so it checks those boxes for me. I think of Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Those check those boxes for me. I know what you're going to say. They both sold incredibly well. But what I'm saying is Bloodborne is still relatively fresh, and it is still a fantastic game. I just played it. Mm-hmm. It felt great to play. Yes, there are some small things that would have made it even better, but like it's... I desperately want to see PlayStation go back and take games from older consoles and bring that quality of life to them. Like Legend of Dragoon is at the top of my list. Resistance is at the top of my list for a remake because they need it. That's the only thing. Yeah.
And my only thing to combat you there is just, and I hate, people are going to hate me when I say this, it's business, man. Like,
sure.
At the end of the day, to me, what I think, I have no inside source, right? Mm-hmm. Can't say this enough. They could be working on Metal Gear for all I know.
Yeah, yeah.
This game's gonna be their adoptive child. This is gonna be theirs now, right? Like, Blue Point is going to have a team that's going to probably work on remakes while at the same exact time pump out a Bloodborne. Because I think, again, no inside source, I think From got away from them, and I don't think they thought Bloodborne was going to be this holy shit moment. And I think when From started to really get into their element with, like, you know, Dark Souls 3, Sekiro, now Elden Ring, which is going to be a huge commercial hit by just looking at the traffic it's getting. They saw that this one got away. And I think that they wanted to make sure that Blue Point didn't get away from them as well. And they probably saw the success of Demon's Souls and said, hey, all right, we think you're up to this task here. And let's make sure you're up to this task. Remake or remaster Bloodborne for us. And that's probably what they're doing right now. And then going, all right, and after you get the engine down here, let's start working on a Bloodborne 2. There's a lot of thoughts I have there. Again, because they don't have to prove anything. But I also feel like at the same exact time, when you talk about like me gatekeeping, I also feel like people are like, well, it's not Vagrant Story. It's not the thing I want. It's like, well, what about the thing they want? What about the thing they want to make?
Yeah, sure. And if it is a Bloodborne remake, I'm going to be happy for it. Oh,
yeah, we're going to buy sure that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to argue that. But I think the thing you just said is also the thing you're doing.
What?
And it just so happens that the two things align for you. Where, like, yeah, you are very much a Bloodborne stan, one of the biggest ones that I know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you want a Bloodborne remake. And
no, I want real talk. If I had it my way, it'd be a Bloodborne 60 FPS patch.
Oh, okay.
And it would be 4K, right?
Uh-huh.
I think Bloodborne's perfect. Make me Bloodborne 2. Yeah. That's what I want more than a Bloodborne remake or whatever.
So that's the thing that I'm struggling with is do that and not relegate all these resources to make a full on remake and bring up another franchise, another IP that could maybe live on further than what we've already had it.
What do you mean?
Like I'm saying like Bloodborne gets a patch, it gets those small quality of life things that you want, right? Mm-hmm. And that isn't going to cost a studio millions and millions of dollars to do that a remake would do. And it would still have the same effect as a full-blown remake. Maybe a remake a little bit more so, but I'm thinking take a remake of an older game that is inaccessible and bring it to today's standards, which will then invigorate the love of that franchise or that IP. So then maybe further IPs can be added to that game. Mm. Right? Like I can see Resistance getting a remake and then Resistance is now back. Right? We saw Crash and Saint Trilogy come back. We got a Crash 4 finally. Brand new Crash 4. That's kind of what I want. I want PlayStation to bring more IPs, more new things back to life. So we're not getting the stale same things over and over and over again. We don't get to an Uncharted 7, a Last of Us 4. You know what I mean? I want like a varied slate.
Okay. My question for you here, Kyle.
Yeah.
Do we have the same energy for the Uncharted collection?
What do you mean? Those aren't remakes.
Those are remasters.
They're remasters.
Being sold for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Came out. First one came out. Yeah, the oldest one being, and the one probably the most worked on, is 7 years old.
Okay.
Like that. Like that's them doing.
I'm confused as to what you're.
To me, okay. When is this Bloodborne remake, whatever? When is this Bloodborne game you think coming out?
Oh, I have no clue.
Right. Well, but like, if you were to guess, if you're just throwing caution to the wind and you're like, you know what?
Caution in the wind? Mm-hmm. Early 2023?
Okay. So that would be how long?
I don't know what year Bloodborne originally came out.
But I say it every show, Kyle.
The days change. Give me years.
2015, right?
Okay. So that would be 8 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Demon's Souls?
Even longer.
Demon's Souls, I think it's about, I think maybe 10 years. Let's see. Let's see. Let's write this up. Demon Souls. Let's see. I'm laughing because as I was typing it up, it was like demon. It was trying to autofill to the Democratic Party. Like, uh-oh. I'm going to type in like D and it's going to be like Dominion Voting Machines Program. Yeah, it's about a 10-11 year difference between the two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not drastic.
It's not drastic, but the difference between the Uncharted games mm-hmm. and the Nathan Drake collection, those can only be played on PS3. Mm-hmm. And they ported to PS4 because backwards compatibility is a thing that Sony just can't get right.
Okay.
So they made that collection as a way to catch up on everything because we knew Uncharted 4 was coming. As a way to get the full story on one system kind of situation, minus the Vita game.
Yeah. I'd still argue that in that sphere of thinking, I don't think the Demon's Souls remake should exist. Because again, like a 3 year difference between time gaps.
You're thinking time gaps. I'm thinking it's stuck on PS3. It's the only place that it exists. And from a franchise, a genre of games that is so beloved, that game is stuck on PS3.
Okay.
And so the remake brought it to a whole new generation.
Fuck, this game looks great.
Are you looking at Demon's Souls?
I'm just looking at comparisons now.
Oh, yeah, no. The original is like, I'm shocked at how good Bluepoint did.
That's the other thing. I think who
said also, I feel like I have to say I love you. I don't know. It feels like we're fighting.
No, I would. No, we're not to fighting. To me,
I never get into arguments like this. Oh, or no, heated discussions like this.
Yeah, heated discussions. So
I just feel like I have to say I love you.
No.
Don't hate me.
No, this is just like
that's how my brain works.
No, this is just a friendly debate. Go fuck yourself. fuck, am I going to play this game again? Yes, it looks like.
I've been itching to go back to Demon's Souls.
Fuck, I'm gonna get this goddamn plat. God, send the data if you're listening to this.
Hey, also, no, I have a bone to pick with you. Uh-huh. When I hopped into your extra live stream and I made a joke about you playing Old Hunters, or am I still the biggest Bloodborne fan? You said that I am a fake and I didn't do it the right way. Go fuck yourself. What do you mean? I beat all those three end bosses the same way you did, you motherfucker. We're in the post show now. I can curse. Yeah, I heard that. I didn't leave at that time. You stole. Yes, I didn't replay the game three times, but I beat all those bosses the same way you did.
Kyle, you're telling me things that I probably said but don't remember because it was a time.
Yeah, I was like, how'd Old Hunters go? Am I still the biggest Bloodborne fan? And you said something along the lines of, something came up. But what? Don't listen to Kyle. He's a fake fan. He didn't even beat the boss the same way I did. He didn't beat it three times.
What
fuck
time?
You, Joe. Yes, I did.
What time did you ask that?
Oh, that was like 1:32 in the morning.
Oh, dude, I was done.
We just finished like the 6-1 anniversary stream. And
I was at 1 o'clock. I was seeing God
very loudly at screaming at my TV. Fuck you, Joe. What do you mean? I beat Garmin in the Moon Presence. I did all that shit.
Listen here, you motherfucker. Oh, God.
We have fun here.
We have fun here. I just never heard you curse so much in such a fast succession.
It happens. I try not to. My God. But yeah, I'm a foul-mouthed sailor. I'm just holding in.
You know, you could have beat the game three times.
I mean, I could have. Did I have to, though?
Yes.
No, I'm efficient.
this is what I gatekeep. No, I just don't think the times, honestly, I don't think the times are that radical between, like, remasters to justify one. If it came out today, I'm like, okay, that's a little weird.
But yeah, like, I think you're thinking times. I'm still thinking stuck on old systems.
Yeah,
that's how I'm thinking
it. And I'm just thinking it's different philosophies because I'm also I'm working off assumptions as well. I'm like, yeah, by the time this is probably here, we're going to probably get that PS2, PS3, PS Now thing.
I mean, yeah. So are problem. You... Hold on.
Okay.
So do you think in like... I'm doing math in my head. It hurts.
Yeah.
5 years or 4 years from now? What? Are we going to be like... Are we going to be clamoring for like a Horizon Zero Dawn remake? Are we going to be clamoring for 2017 games for a remake? Or because they have those patches.
Let me see.
They work fine.
Before we get into the game.
Because I can't imagine a God of War 2018 remake. I think it's perfect the way it is.
God of War came out 2018, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that was a complete reboot, right? Or... whatever.
Reboot, yeah.
Ascension came out 2013. There's a 5-year difference.
No, I'm not saying new game. I'm saying a remake of an older thing.
Oh no, I'm working off the again. I'm working off of this is how my brain's thinking. So you know, yes, if Horizon franchise takes a shit.
Oh, okay.
Then you get like this soft reboot, like we saw God of War Ascension, then God of War reboot.
Cause like we both also agree that like we don't need The Last of Us remake.
Yeah, we
don't. It makes sense as to why they're doing it to tie with the TV show, but we don't need it.
Yeah. Also, as soon as that Bloodborne TV show happens, then egg on your fucking face, all you guys, all you
motherfuckers. What do you mean egg on my face? It's you just said we're having a friendly discussion. God.
Listen, you called me a motherfucker like 3 times in like 2 seconds. Why wasn't this in the main show? I don't know, but this is probably the best after show we've ever had.
But yeah, it's not in the main show because I'm cursing.
That's true.
I'm trying not to curse in the main show anymore.
Yeah, same here. Like, I'll drop an F-bomb.
That's why I said bologna sandwich and not bullshit earlier.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah, no, that's why I feel I'm working off the assumption of time, and with time, mechanics that seem stable now will not seem stable then.
That's fair.
And so, like, what I like, great example, Uncharted. We thought those controls were okay. Uncharted 1's controls are dog shit.
Oh yeah, they're awful.
But like, again, back in 2007, fine. L1's aim, R1 shoot. What the fuck were we thinking here, Sony?
What? 6 axis to throw grenades or aim for grenades or whatever it was.
Yeah, what were you not thinking?
Not great.
So yeah, like, you know, even because when you go, oh, games that are stuck, you know, i.e. Tony Hawk, i.e. Final Fantasy VII, I think the sales do play a huge role because, yeah, I would love Gex the Gecko to come back. I truly love that son of a gun.
But that's the thing. I'm not calling for a Gex.
Right. But like,
I'm calling for like beloved PlayStation things.
But even like,
like Legend of Dragoon sold over 1 million copies on PlayStation 1. It had a greatest hits. Okay. Like it's a one-off PlayStation exclusive RPG that was gone, never heard of again. Dude, Resistance, an exclusive first-person shooter for PlayStation.
Yeah, but that's when they tried to chase that goddamn Halo.
They're Halo killer, yeah. You know.
Let me see, who made Legends of Dragoon?
Sony Japan, I believe.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
But were they more of a... Were they always like a support studio, though?
I don't know.
Let me see. Because you know what? I take that.
Yeah, shit, Japan man. Studio. Yeah. Sony Interactive Entertainment developed it.
Huh.
It's a dope game, too. Never finished it, but it is so cool.
Turn-based, huh?
It is turn-based. But again, if they were... If Final Fantasy VII Remake showed us anything.
Yeah.
Is that they can work in an RPG setting from an old school. Like, their Limit Break, they call down Dragoon armor and they become flying dragons.
That's fucking cool.
It's so fucking cool. And that game came out in 1999. Mm. Oh, my God.
I truly wish, honestly, can I tell you something? I truly wish I was a PlayStation kid back in the 90s.
There's some great stuff.
Because I truly do think I missed out on a lot of stuff.
Again, PS Now. Just do it.
I get it. But
like, and honestly, I'd be just happy of them having Legend of Dragoon on PS Now.
Okay, what if, let's get fucking crazy.
Let's get fucking
crazy. What if Blue Point's working, will this be the compromise? What if they're working on both?
I mean, they very well can be.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Metal Gear Solid is probably the other one. And it's not Legend of Dragoon, which is going to bum me out.
Yeah.
Nothing against Metal Gear Solid. I'm going to play it, but I want that game. I want Legend of Dragoon. I want Resistance.
I want something that PlayStation actually owns.
Yeah.
More. If they're working on something like that.
Or like another one, like the first Infamous, do wonders for a remake. Because that first game does not hold up at all.
No, it does not. Honestly, as much as that, again, like we've talked about on the regular show, you got Spider-Man, you don't need it.
I know. Even though they trolled us with that Spider-Man 2 trailer. The way really that started
did.
Out.
They like, really
oh,
did.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind this. This actually looks pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right. You sold me, kid. You sold me. Yeah. Huh. Let me see if we got any questions. One second.
Yeah.
Kyle cursed at me a lot today.
Yeah.
Thank God I found, like, I did the thumbnail before the show started.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm really sad. So the email I sent out for like the PR team, because I didn't get an email, they're like, sadly, we ran out of codes. And I'm like, oh. I take this as a personal slight.
Also, how do you run out of codes?
Isn't that strange?
Can't you just generate a new code?
Yeah.
Are they following Nintendo? Like, after March 30th, the game just doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah. Sorry, one person was upset. Because our one buddy, Andrew Semichak, has been helping me of like, hey, I've reached out to folks and whatever. And he's like, you didn't get a code? I'm like, no. He's like, what did they say? And I send him the reply. He's like, oh, man. Let's mess up. If I got a code, you should get a code. I'm like, it's all right, man. I'll survive. You know? So yeah. Don't worry. I'll play it in February. I'll watch Ains play
gonna it make it. Something. It's going to make it that much sweeter.
Yeah.
I know it hurts now, but I don't know about you. I hate replaying opening sections from that, like a demo or something.
You know what? That's made it that better. Because honestly, like it's not like the imposter syndrome of like, hey, we're a big podcast now.
Yeah.
It's more like a...
Exactly. Yeah. It's like when we go to a PAX or something and we play a game there and then we get the game finally. It's like, oh, I already played this.
Yeah.
Let me get to the new stuff that I don't know about yet.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if we got any Patreon questions over here. Got nothing this week. We got nothing. No questions.
Nothing?
Well,
they'll take our heated discussion. That's fine.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm not mad if we have, like, a different
point of view. I know.
You know? It's true. I really I love Bloodborne.
I know you do.
I can't help that. Like, look at that. Look at the little plushy son of a bitch.
I'm not trying to talk you out of your love. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
We can coexist and want different things from a remake.
I just think people are like, I want... And this is how I'm just thinking. I just think people think that it's like, it's not the remake I wanted, ergo. I think of games like I think of like soft remasters, like, you know, Gears of War Ultimate Edition, which I fucking loved. Mm-hmm. And they had dedicated servers in that one. I was like, oh, fuck, this is what this game needs. And I gladly paid $40 for it, even though that game, to me, mechanically is like immaculate. Yeah. Like that's what I think back to you, and I'm like, not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, no.
But just me, and again, I have so much faith in Blue Point.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
No matter what they make, it's a day one purchase.
Yeah. Man, the future of PlayStation is bright.
Yeah. Just like the trophy room.
Yeah, I think we get lost in the shuffle sometimes. Of like, well, Xbox is doing fantastic, so ergo. What's PlayStation doing? Yeah, they're doing fantastic. Everybody's doing great.
Yeah.
All right.
We're living large. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Kyle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen, I got to do a lot of editing this episode. I know. Because you all don't know.
I feel bad.
No, why feel bad? This wasn't your fault.
I thought you had work off tomorrow, like my school district does.
They're just like, we're red, white, and blue. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So I would have taken back a couple of the rambles so that we would have sped up.
No, what rambles do you think?
I don't know. Also, like the Discord issues, like I just feel bad.
It's not your fault. It's Discord being weird.
I know.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Maybe I'll take out the one about Q Games. Should I take out the one about Q Games?
Is that going to be more work for you?
Not really. If you feel like it was...
I'm not upset with the length of the episode. Oh, okay. I just feel bad of you editing it all together. That's what I'm...
No, I'll be in bed by 1. I'll get 5 hours sleep and I'll be fine.
Oh boy. Okay. If you say you're fine.
Yeah, I'll be good.
I'll learn to live with it.
Yeah. All right.
You everybody. Motherfucker.
Hey, oh! Everybody, that's been the Trophy Room Post Show. We love you all so very much for supporting us the way you do each and every week. Before we go, I want to close out the show by thanking all of our patrons over at patreon.com silver tier and above over on patreon.com/p. That's Trophy Room. But you know that because you're here. Miles Adler, Fiona, The Good Sir, Trucker Sloth, Todd Berwitz, Too Soon, Toxic, Brad Personnel, Gavin Gottfried, Jose Jimenez, Jedi Master Run, Metal Kirby, Robbie Bobby Miller, Hayden Dois, Naga Chaka, Marcus O'Neill, oh, it's just right, JB the Purple Monkey, Jadis Von Metal, Tim Ulf, Justin Rodriguez, Awesome Dave, Cypher Primus, Captain Logan, Tom Roper, Brenton Zachary, Rick Arrington, Mr. Nasty Boots, Mrs. Nasty Boots, Durrani Raksha, Mannix. Thank you all for supporting us the way you do. If we forgot your name, please yell at me so I'll add it in the show notes, because sometimes I forget and I'm clumsy. It happens. We're all human. With all that said, with all that out of the way, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
I don't know why we still wave. It's not a video.
You're right. You got crazy.